You. Next speaker is Sri Lanka.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Sri Lanka warmly welcomes the delegation of the Lao PDR and appreciates the detailed presentation made to the Council. Sri Lanka welcomes the amendments made to the Constitution of the Lao PDR since the last reporting cycle, which now stipulates that the state acknowledges, respects, protects, and guarantees fundamental rights of citizens in accordance with the law. It is also encouraging to note that a number of new laws have been enacted that codifies the Penal Code, Civil Code, law on state compensation, law on treaties and international agreements, among others. It is noted that the Lao PDR has streamlined the provisions of the international treaties which it is party to, including human rights treaties, into its domestic law. We take note of the efforts taken to combat trafficking, including the implementation of the National Plan on Anti-Trafficking in Persons, Phase 2, for 2016-2020, with allocated national budget and assigning the National Steering Committee on Anti-Human Trafficking as the main implementing agency. In a constructive spirit, Sri Lanka recommends that the Lao PDR, 1, ratifies the International Convention on the Protection of the Rights of All Migrant Workers and Members of Their Families, 2, considers accession to the optional protocol on the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman or Degrading Treatment